This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back. We are back with the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Devin Nunes is in the country of Georgia this weekend. He is joining us on the telephone. And, Mr. Chairman, you were just talking about Bruce Orr, and I want to get right to that because he becomes the central figure now in this investigation. Your colleagues over on the Judiciary Committee have now subpoenaed him, and we have a date. He's going to testify in front of Judiciary on August 28th. Why is he so central to this story?
Well, because what's come out now, Maria, is that he has been the go-between Christopher Steele. So once Christopher Steele was terminated as a source for doing all things like talking to the media at the behest of Glenn Simpson, so remember he was working for Glenn Simpson, Fusion GPS, who were working for the Clinton campaign. Christopher Steele was fired. A lot of this information wasn't shared with the FISA court, especially the fact that Christopher Steele was desperate that Donald Trump not become president. After that happened, Bruce Orr, one of the top lawyers in the Department of Justice, kept continually meeting and providing information from Christopher Steele to who? The FBI. This is just madness. The American people need to know it. And I will tell you, like I said in the last segment, the fact that the media is ignoring this is even more of a reason that we're going to have more information than usual declassified. We're going to have, I think, an unprecedented amount of information declassified because the media is just not covering this topic. And I'll just kind of close it with this. Don't forget that Bruce Orr's wife, Nellie Orr, who also will have to be interviewed soon, she also was working for Fusion GPS, working for the Clinton campaign. So here you have information flowing from the Clinton campaign from the Russians, likely, I believe, was handed directly from Russian propaganda arms to the Clinton campaign, fed into the top levels of the FBI and Department of Justice to open up a counterintelligence investigation into a political campaign that has now polluted nearly every top official at the DOJ and FBI over the course of the last couple of years.
Well, that is absolutely so extraordinary.
And quite frankly, it's what you kind of see in this part of the world where I'm at now.
Right. I mean, the president has said maybe he would declassify this. What's wrong with declassifying all of this information so the American people understand exactly what took place? Because you're right. This is an incredible story, and that is why we are doing it every Sunday morning to make sure the American people are informed as far as what went on. Do you think the president will declassify this so that people understand what took place?
I think he really has no choice because I will tell you, you're gonna end up with a situation with half of America, including nearly every Republican member of Congress, who will have zero confidence in the Department of Justice and FBI. And that just can't be. We have to have a strong Department of Justice and a strong FBI that stays out of politics. And if we don't get that soon, I think it's just going to continue to deteriorate.
Well,
and I think it's like the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, said several months ago, is the Department of Justice and FBI need to decide whether or not they want to be part of the cleanup crew or the cover-up crew. And so right now, I just want to be clear, they are providing slowly, but they are providing documentation. But we're going to have all of this information declassified, and we need an investigation into these top-level people as to how somebody concocted the idea that it's okay to take information from one political campaign and use it to open up an investigation on the other political on somebody else's opposing political party.
Right.
It's absolutely nuts.
I think you can see the president's in a tough spot here. If he gets too involved with it, even declassifying. This could come back, just in terms of what the media will do with this. We're going to talk more about it with Megan Barth on the other side. So stay with us. We're going to take a quick 60-second break, and we'll be back with Megan Barth. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
I'll tell you, so much to talk about and so little time. You know how those days go. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Megan Barth is going to join us here in a few momentitos. And we've got lots to go over, including a little quick preview here that we had earlier with Maria Bartiromo and her conversation with Devin Nunes. Is your head ready to explode? I mean, do you need kind of a little bit of a, you know, a program guide to help you remember who all the players are? And Devin Nunes right now, in terms of keeping us up to date, brought it into, you know, some clarity, starting with Bruce Ohr. And, of course, Bruce Ohr's name came up really big toward the end of the week and then on through the weekend. Bruce Ohr, of course, married to Nellie Ohr. Nellie Ohr, who works with GPS. You got that? Now, GPS is the group that was involved in coordinating the delicious dossier, as it's become known. And she, of course, is attached with Glenn Simpson and the wife of Bruce Ohr. And also worked on the Clinton campaign. So lots of moving parts here, and I can understand why you might be confused. The bottom line of all this, and I'm really cannot wait to get Megan's read on this, is the president, because they're saying, why doesn't the president redact this? Well, if he redacts it, okay, well, Megan's here right now, so let's bring her on here. Megan, we're kind of, you know, recounting what was said with Devin Nunes about this whole Christopher Steele dossier, you know, Bruce Ohr, Nellie Ohr, Glenn Simpson, and the redaction of these documents. If the president's really, you know, really wants to break this out, there's a call from the Beltway for the president to redact this, but I don't think it's all that easy, because then he's going to be accused of manipulating the results, right? I mean, this is an opportunity, as Devin Nunes said, you know, the FBI and the DOJ need to decide, are they going to be part of the cleanup crew, or are they going to be part of the cover-up crew?
Yeah, and those are two great questions, because that really is the issue at hand here, isn't it? It's, mm-hmm. Is the cover-up worse than the crime, or is the crime worse than the cover-up? I don't think that Trump really has any liability if he unredacts these documents. He can redact them partially. He can redact them in totality. Mm-hmm. But the American people certainly deserve the truth, because the press, of course, is not covering the truth or providing the truth or investigating the truth. They are part of the sabotage campaign led by the Democrats and the Hillary Clinton campaign in order to sabotage not only a campaign, but an incoming administration. And this,
what they've done to our country here, Megan, is unconscionable. I mean, here it is. She's on stage saying she would support the winner, whoever it is. She didn't even think twice. She just threw that out there, obviously demonstrating once again that the woman is so devoid of understanding the truth. I mean, it's like she's allergic to the truth or something, you know. I don't understand her.
Well, we're not supposed to understand insanity. We're supposed to just defeat it, and that's exactly what we did, two Novembers ago already. This investigation was a complete sham from the get-go, and you're right. This has absolutely torn apart our country. There are legions of people that actually believe that our president conspired with Putin in order to win this election. Now, we can talk about their intelligence or lack thereof, but the mainstream media was happy to push this narrative and talk about Russia in every headliner and in every news opening. Yet there is no there. There was no there because this investigation was built on faulty, manufactured evidence, which actually was created by the Russians for Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got the wrong person colluding with Russia. It was the Hillary Clinton campaign and everyone around her that colluded with Russia, including a British spy, that helped manufacture this evidence in order to destroy Trump's campaign. And since that didn't work, we had a DOJ that was willingly and complicit in order to continue this narrative in a full-blown independent counsel investigation.
Yeah. But are you surprised? Because this is what the Democrats do. The Democrats are, you know, they're 10-degree black belts in deflection, and they find a way each time with the help of the media to take whatever it is they're guilty of, put it on the Republicans, and somehow the Republicans cannot figure it out. I mean, it's like they just, they're still dealing with a white belt. You know, the Democrats are black belts, the GOP is white belts when it comes to them shifting the blame. And, well, of course, you know, as you say, they're getting support from the mainstream media all the time.
Well, it was interesting to see Trump tweet this weekend as well when he said that Jeff Sessions is scared stiff and that he's missing in action. And I had to ask, what is he scared stiff about?
Mm, yeah.
So is he compromised? Is there intelligence on Jeff Sessions that Jeff Sessions doesn't want exposed? Is that why he's not leading the DOJ? Because we certainly know now with the amount of evidence that has come forward that there was no collusion, and this investigation has nothing to do with Russia. Now, all of a sudden, it's obstruction of justice. So why is there still a recusal for Jeff Sessions? He could easily unrecuse himself just as Donald Trump could unredact these documents.
Well, just on the basis that this was all done on a false premise, right? I mean,
it's fruit of the poison tree, which I've said time and time again.
Exactly.
You have manufactured evidence that could not hold up in a court of law, and fruit of the poison tree is a legal theory that if there is evidence manufactured or created in order to sway opinion, whether that be of the jury or the judicial process, that entire case is thrown out, and so is every part of the case thrown out because it's tainted.
Mm-hmm. Well, Megan, I put a lot of pressure on the mainstream media for abandoning We the People and not doing their job. I mean, they needed to be all over this, but they're so ideologically fixed, and they're so, I guess they're just so committed to the cover up here that they cannot do their job. And I think We the People really need to mount up an offense against the mainstream media. I mean, they're already, you know, being accused. You know, Donald Trump has exposed them big time with a fake news moniker. But you would think they'd have enough pride to say, look, we need to get our acts together and get into this and really tell the story the way it should be told, not the way that their political hearts would want them to tell it.
Well, they've abandoned all efforts and objectivity, so I really don't know how you regain the trust of the American people when for close to 2 years you've been basic cheerleaders for the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget this mainstream media also, we would have never had the Me Too movement, whether you agree with it or not, and I certainly am not a huge champion of them. But they were the same people that covered up Harvey Weinstein
exactly.
For years and years and years because of his political association and his power. So as long as the mainstream media's hubs are in New York-controlled districts like New York, like L.A., like D.C., they are going to go where the power is and provide cover for the powerful.
Yeah, and it's exactly, and this is what they've done, and this is why we the people are so confused and why we're just having nothing to do or very little to do anymore with the mainstream media. I mean, look at the newspaper publications, Megan. I mean, it is so light you can't even throw it out. You can't even throw it from your bicycle anymore because it just kind of just fluffs in the air. There's just not enough weight behind the newspaper because they're just down to, you know, a minimal number of pages anymore. I think it's got to be a disaster for them economically, and they deserve this because of what they've done. Megan Barth is with us. Our conversation will continue with Megan. She is the national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Stay with us.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN. GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez Live, without a doubt.
Hey, we're back with you. Just the way you like us, fresh and independent. Bill Martinez here with Megan Barth at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. End of the week, boy, the mainstream media was jumping on Omarosa Manigault's release of her new book, Unhinged. Of course, Unhinged and Donald Trump, you put those together, you're going to get a lot of attention. Thank God the credibility was almost destroyed as immediately as it came out, right?
Right, yeah, much controversy always surrounds Omarosa, and now we have the potentiality of her wearing an orange jumpsuit. It looks like she not only violated an NDA, which she presumably signed upon her employment at the White House, but she violated the law by recording inside the Situation Room. That would be a huge no-no, and I would assume illegal, and I was reading the news today. It looks like the White House is taking this breach of confidence and security very seriously.
Well, good for them to do that. You know, how this happened. I mean, we're talking the Situation Room. We're not talking CNN Wolf Blitzer situation. This is the Situation Room, ladies and gentlemen. You just don't do this kind of stuff. And for her to do this in violation of, as you say, the NDA, and it's not the NDA with Michael Cohen. This is the NDA with the government. So you got a little bit of force behind this, right?
Right, exactly. And what was interesting is that she comes out in this book, and I haven't read it, and I'm not going to read it, but I've read excerpts from it, and she claims that Trump is a racist, and she's going on TV and saying that she's a racist, and that, you know, when he was in The Apprentice, or if she was on The Apprentice, you know, he used the N-word. Well, why would you go to work for a racist in the White House?
Exactly, exactly, like you're going to change his evil ways or something.
She contradicts not only herself, but common sense.
Well, and then the people that she claims were there in the hearing of said word, what is she talking about? You know, that was, you know, in their presence. I mean, there's no backup to what she said. Now it's just, you know, innuendo and, you know, flame throwing here and no credibility. So this thing is losing. I'm sure the publishers, for all the money they probably advanced her on this deal, are just cringing or just hoping. They're probably just saying, well, everybody, there's enough people out there that hate Trump so much that they'll give her some place. But this thing is crashing and burning as quickly as it's about. And it hasn't been fully released yet, right?
No, and even April Ryan from CNN is basically calling her a liar, which, coming from CNN, you know, that should mean something amongst the CNN liars and the crowd. Frank Luntz, Michael Cohen. I mean, there is a very long list of people that are coming out that she has named in the book and are very upset that not only would they were named, but that they were also as part of this huge lie bound between two covers.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as you know, I just came into California, was looking out the window, could not see the fires. Of course, I saw them. I could see, you know, on TV and get a better perspective. But flying in, I thought, well, I get a chance to see California burning here. But it is an inferno. 17 fires throughout the state here. It's pretty crazy, Megan.
Yeah, and I wrote actually two pieces on ReaganBabe.com regarding the fires, especially after I read a New York Times article that said that this is the new normal, as Jerry Brown says, and this is all due to climate change. But since 2012, these fires have become less seasonal and more common throughout the year. So I called my friend Katie Grimes, who's an investigative reporter in Sacramento, and I said, what do you think happened in 2012? I mean, why did they pick 2012? Oh, well, lo and behold, we started investigating, and we found out that the Barack Obama administration and the EPA passed sweeping regulations, environmental regulations, which impacted 193 million acres of our forests throughout the country. In predominantly, we have many in the West Coast, up and down through Portland, Washington, and California. But in California specifically, not only were those state regulations changed as part of this new science of the Obama administration, but this goes back decades to forest mismanagement. This has absolutely nothing to do with climate change. It has to do with the proper management of the forest, whereby if the forest rangers or whoever was in charge of cleaning out the forest wanted to clean out the dead brush and dead trees, they had to go to a bureaucracy and a federal agency, and it would take, you know, just this enormous amount of cost as well as time to even get approval. And by that time, more trees have died, and they would usually be denied. So you have 30 or 40 years of underbrush and dead trees, and as the Wall Street Journal reported, there are 129 million dead trees in California. So it is like one huge tinderbox, and we can thank the environmentalists for the carnage and the catastrophe that we're witnessing in California. They wanted to protect spotted owls. We are not going to find a spotted owl right now in the blazes of California or their nests. The bald eagle, gone. Any beetle that they were trying to save that infested many of the trees, destroyed. Any flora or fauna that was indigenous to the lands, that's been absolutely incinerated. So now to have only people died and firemen died battling these blazes, but the very environment that these environmentalist wackos have been trying to protect is now just completely incinerated without any hope of it ever regenerating.
Amazing. And where's the mainstream media on this? And in fact, when Donald Trump made some sort of reference about the water diversion, I was thinking he was going to follow up with, you know, something a little bit more, you know, to the target, just like what you've just reported on right now. And congratulations to you and your co-author on this, because this is important for us to know what's going on, is that this is a consequence of these, the EPA, the Bureau of Land Management running amok, all in the name of let's save the beetle and the one-eyed crow or something, you know?
Right, absolutely. You have people, you know, environmentalism is all about control. And what it comes back to is they say that people is the cause of climate change. Now, you'll notice it's not them that are causing it, right? So if they really wanted to save the environment, if they were going to be so religious about it, you would think that they would go in their garage, close the door, and start the car and save the earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, they put all of these demands on everybody else but themselves, and they're trying to control an environment that was actually very well controlled from a forest management angle for hundreds of years before these environmentalists ever showed up.
And then they come in, thank you very much, and we have all these alleged unintended consequences because they operate in the theory. Can you imagine the frustration for these forest managers that know that they're heading for a cement wall with this deal and this kind of legislation? They had have just been so frustrated. It makes you wonder how many good people we've lost along the way because they said, this is absolute insanity and I can't be a part of it.
You're exactly right. I mean, after a while, you would have to throw up your hands because you don't want to be complicit in the death and destruction of not only human lives, but of the ecosystem. You know, this ecosystem of our California forest, and I am just so taken aback at the amount of destruction of these.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, 22 years I lived there. I lived through fire seasons. I didn't live through raging infernos. But now that we really dug in, and you can find both articles on ReaganBabe.com, and we interviewed Tom McClintock, who's a representative out of California.
Yes, exactly. Tom's a good guy.
One of the best. He, too, acknowledges that for 30 or 40 years, because of environmental laws, they literally have been handcuffed at what they can do to provide proper forest management in order to prohibit these types of infernos taking hold. And there's no comment from Earth Justice, which is one of the main environmental justice law firms out of San Francisco, California. Haven't heard from them.
No, they don't want to say anything. And the thing is, what they're going to do is this is going to really set back any kind of influence for environmentalists. I mean, it has to, Megan. I know
not
they're going to resist this.
California, not in Gavin Newsom's California, because environmentalism is their religion. It is their god.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and they will automatically default on blaming climate change, just like the hacks of the New York Times and the mainstream media. They don't want to find out the source of these problems, which I've identified. They simply want to default on climate change and watch it burn.
And guess who gets to pay for this idiocy?
We do.
Yeah, the rest of America.
Trillions of dollars that aren't going to go back to the rejuvenation of the forest because it cannot be rejuvenated.
Wow, this is going to be a real tough one for the president to deal with and Republicans for this matter to, as you say, and you say it very clearly, this is the progressives' god, and it's all coming to a showdown, don't you think? It's got to sooner or later, Megan.
Well, thankfully, Ryan Zinke wrote a great article in USA Today, Secretary of the Interior.
Megan Barr, thank you so much. As always, appreciate it.
car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss Filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 is great.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some people now wondering just how many recordings Omarosa Manigault Newman may have from when she worked as a White House aide. She's released another one in which she talks to President Trump on the phone shortly after she was fired late last year.
What's going on? I just saw in the news that you're thinking about leaving. What happened?
General Kelly came to me and said that you guys wanted me to leave.
No, nobody even told me about it.
Omarosa had released a recording over the weekend of the actual firing, which happened in the Situation Room. In a statement, the White House says, the very idea of a staff member sneaking a recording device into the White House Situation Room shows a blatant disregard for the nation's security. Yesterday's white nationalist rally and counter-protests in Washington ended without violence or injury. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I wanted to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer. My remedy. Against the power of being known. And I will not stand alone. Cause you're my defender.
I don't blame you for thinking that maybe everything has become unhinged here, but fret you none, and that's what you need to remember, is that the environmentalists may have their God, but we have our God, the real God, the one who created it all. And with us right now is Doug Hershey. It is an honor to have Doug back with us. Doug is hot out of Phoenix, Arizona, where he was there over the weekend speaking to a bunch of folks there. Doug, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Great to talk to you again.
Well, how'd it go in Phoenix?
Phoenix was great, man. We were there for two, 3 days, did several meetings, and just a great response.
Well, that's excellent. Doug, of course, ladies and gentlemen, as you might recall, is the author of Israel Rising, and there is so much about that book. The photography, Elise did just a wonderful job on the book, Israel Rising, Ancient Prophecy and Modern Through a Modern Lens. And Doug, the reception on this book, and the way you've brought Israel, to the people here in America is just really special.
Yeah, you know, it was a real treat for me. I mean, for me it was more than just simply doing a book, but it was sort of my own personal journey. And, you know, you were just talking just a second ago about an environmentalist and the things that are happening. You know, a lot of that is captured in the book. I mean, a lot of what's in the book is about how the land is reviving under Israeli sovereignty. And so, for some of your listeners that might not have caught our first interview, the book just has, you know, about 100 comparison photos between what the land looked like in Israel prior to 1948 and after. And to me, some of the most stunning photos are, you know, barren mountains versus mountains that have been planted with trees and shrubs and just seeing the land revive.
Exactly. And, this is what happens with God, is that, God is the God of life. And when you look at areas, you know, we can look at comparison what's going on in California. I happen to be here in California. I'm on my way to Hawaii, Doug. And, you know, I started out in Florida. So, you know, so I've come across, you know, come across the country to see what's happening here. I mean, this is just unbelievable. But, you know, this is what happens when you violate God's laws. I mean, it's really that simple. And, you know, and of course it becomes a political thing, and the environmentalists, as Megan Barr said, they've embraced their God of environmentalism, and look what it's given them. It's given them death. But when you choose the God of life, by comparison, as you say, you know, very succinctly, compared to what's happening in Israel, you see life.
Yeah, for sure. And to me, one of the most stunning aspects of this story is somewhat what it captures in the book, the whole aspect of ancient prophecy, modern lens, mm-hmm. is that no other people group throughout the earth, and really in human history, has had their history foretold, both about their family line as well as their homeland, mm-hmm. of being decimated and becoming a desolate, empty wasteland for that same people group to return, and then the land physically responding. And all of this is written in the Bible in Ezekiel 36, mm-hmm. and it's really exactly how it's unfolding. I mean, prior to the Jewish people returning, even in the late 1880s, there's a great photo in the book of a region that used to be called the cursed land under the Ottomans. It was an empty, desolate swamp that was malaria infested. No one would live. It was like that for hundreds and hundreds of years. And Jewish immigration returns. They buy the land from the Turks and start digging irrigation ditches and draining the swamps. And the Jewish community of Hadera is there. It's close to the Mediterranean Sea. And now it's one of the most fruitful in the region. And what's amazing about that is that not only that fact happened, but the fact that it was foretold 2,600 years ago, and just having some of these then and now photography opportunities to be able to capture some of that has been really a special aspect.
Well, God, true to his promise, I mean, he told Israel, look, as long as you follow my commands, it will go well. The land will treat you right.
Right.
But they decided to test God. And God says, I will not be mocked. There are consequences. But he said also that when Israel, you know, had enough and they cried out to God, that God would listen and would revive the land and bring them back from the north, south, east, and west. And this is what's happened. And, you know, and also he said that when you were taken out of the land, people would mock you. And they would know that, in fact, this happened because you abandoned your God. So all the prophecy, everything is laid out there and now being fulfilled once again with the revival of Israel and the genius ideas that are coming up. I mean, other smart people were in the land, Doug, and they couldn't figure it out. They just said, hey, it's a wasteland. Let it go. And this is the irony of it all, is that, you know, for all the years that it was available, you know, for the Arabs and anybody else to come in and take it, they wanted nothing to do with it. Now that Israel has come in, trusting in God, and the land has been revived, now everybody wants it.
Well, and you make a great point about not just the land reviving, but the technology that's coming out of it. I mean, right now, Israel is the only nation on earth where the deserts are shrinking and not expanding. And And it's not just simply that the land is physically responding. They are pioneering such agricultural marvels of, that are causing the land to change. And so it's not just simply the land, but it's this connection of the land and the people. And it goes back to Genesis 15, when God is promising Abraham not only to multiply his descendants and be God to him forever, but I'm going to give you this piece of land forever. And so the people and the land have always been intricately linked. And so, as far as just brand new technology that's just agriculturally that's stunning the world, I mean, right now Israel is pioneering something called precision agriculture, where they'll have a field that will be basically wired up with water drip technology, right, as well as fertilization, and they'll fly a drone over that field, and with whatever sensors that they use, I'm not even pretending to understand how this works, but they can fly a drone over and figure out which plant needs just a little bit more water, a little bit more fertilizer, and then get on their laptop and make that happen. And so they can tell down to, less than an ounce of like which plant needs a little bit more to grow to its fullest potential. And so not only is the land reviving, but the land is reviving in a way that's producing technology that has really never been seen before to get the absolute best response out of the land, which, again, going back to Ezekiel 36, there's part of a prophecy in there that God is speaking to the land and saying, I will treat you better than what you've ever been treated before. I'll treat you better than what you were at the first. And that's exactly what's happening right now.
And what does that tell you? That even down to the land, God honors the land. I mean, this is all, this belongs to God. And this is when we're out of sync with what God's intent is about every living thing, then we pay a big price. Thank you very much, California, and all the environmentalists that's going on by comparison. And I got to tell you, not to make it too, but I mean, we got to look at the consequences here of violating God's laws, do we not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and especially when we're talking about this particular piece of land, for whatever reason, this is a land that God says, even back in Deuteronomy, that his eyes and his heart are always on this piece of land, talking about Israel,
right,
and that it drinks the dew of heaven. And so there's something unique and special about that, where he has chosen this particular piece of land. He's chosen a particular people group, and really, in my mind, and it's something I communicate with, wherever I'm speaking, is that ultimately it comes down to God's sovereignty.
Yeah.
That is God sovereign, yes or no? And if he is, then doesn't he have the right to choose whatever piece of land and put whatever people group on it for however long he chooses? Because if he's sovereign, he certainly can do all of that without us, having any opinion.
We can have an opinion, but compared to God's, forget it. You just want to just be quiet and let God be God. Doug Hershey is with us. We've got more from him. We're going to talk more about Israel rising. Most incredible. It is awe-inspiring at 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's money. mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how health care should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your health care costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing health care for good.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Only for your glory, my hands reach. Over you to hold me, my soul sings. Over you I hold me, my feet is. Cheer it up, every beat is calling, every beat is calling out your name.
You know, when you think about it, that everything is calling out God's name, and everything wants to bless God. When you think about it, it is inspiring. It's you know what C.S. Lewis called ineffable, beyond awesome. With us is Doug Hershey. Our conversation about Israel rising, ancient prophecy in a modern lens continues. Doug, I like you. When I went to Israel, I was astounded. I didn't understand what was happening agriculturally. All I knew was that this was a genius, that it was God-inspired, divinely coordinated with those that are in sync with God's intent for the land. As you say, shrinking the desert. When have you ever heard of a desert being shrunk?
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many anomalies in human history that have been happening in Israel for the last 70 years. And there's some of the conversations I'll have with people that really don't have a spiritual waypoint, I guess, is in just talking about Israel in general. I mean, there's been no other people group in the scope of human history that have been on a particular piece of land, have then been forcibly removed for 70 years or so, to come back to the same piece of land for several hundred years, to again be thrown off forcibly and scattered all throughout the world for 2,000 years later, to come back to the exact same piece of real estate from their ancestors, speaking the same language, with the same cultural values, you know, with identifiable, recognizable characteristics of their ancestors that left a couple thousand years before. It's never happened before. Exactly. In human history. And it just happens to be the most repeated promise that you read in the Old Testament, is that God will return his people back to the land. And it's happening right now in our day. So not only is the land responding, but all of the Jewish people are returning to the land that God promised, the waste and forgotten cities that, you know, have been really decimated. I mean, I've got photos in this book of Israel Rising from 1844, the oldest photo of Jerusalem, and it's a dump. I mean, nobody's there.
Yes. No.
And today there's over 880,000 people in Jerusalem. So everything has changed.
Well, it's still amazing, too, because when you go to Jerusalem, as you say, you first come into the area and you see rubble still. I mean, it's just like cities on top of cities and parts and pieces, you know, stones in that. It's most incredible, but yet it continues. It's almost like on purpose they want to leave it there, you know, in a sense as an altar to history gone by.
Yeah, I mean, there's been multiple empires through, you know, the last 2,000 years that have controlled the region, and the land itself, it never becomes a homeland for any other people group, and the land physically itself doesn't respond to anyone else, and you know, the rightful owners, I guess you could say, the Jewish people return, and everything changes. I mean, just the things that have happened in Israel for the last 70 years. Are astounding on any level, and it's even more so when you put it in the scope of the fact that, you know, if you have a Bible in your home, your Bible has foretold everything that's happening right now, and that's part of what we were capturing in Israel Rising is documenting that process. Nothing like this has happened in the last, well, really since some of these biblical prophets spoke these things, and it's happening exactly as they said.
Well, and as you say, God's people, God's land, it is rising. Where are we with the Palestinians?
Where are we with the Palestinians?
Yeah, I mean, what an open-ended question to ask. I mean, but it's like...
How many hours do you want to talk? I mean, there's a whole host of things that are going on there. I mean, you know, there's... The fact is, as far as the Palestinian issue, part of when I take groups with my company called Ezra Adventures. We take groups, and oftentimes we interact with in Palestinian communities and Palestinian Christians. For as an example, you know, in Bethlehem, which is now completely under Palestinian control, the Christian population of Bethlehem has dropped from 80% down to about 4% in the last 20 years.
Which I got to tell you, I was very disappointed when I was there. We were not allowed to go into Bethlehem because the night before, a single mother was, an Arab had broken into her home in front of her children and stabbed her to death. And so we couldn't go to Bethlehem. I mean, how do you go to Jerusalem and not want to go to Bethlehem?
And that's the thing, is if when you're standing on the Mount of Olives and you know where to look, you can see Bethlehem. It's less than 5 miles away. It is so close. And as far as the Palestinian communities there, I mean, if behind closed doors, and it needs to be behind closed doors, they will tell you that life under the Palestinian Authority is difficult, and they would prefer, even if they don't agree with all the Israeli policies or agree with this or that, they'll openly tell you life was better under Israel.
Exactly.
And they prefer to that. They would prefer. I mean, people are people wherever you go. They want to live in peace and security and enjoy their families and have dinner and, you know, spend time with friends and be free.
Well, and right now we've got Hamas throwing missiles into Israel again. And, of course, Israel being Israel, they're not going to just take it standing.
Well, and nobody is going to take it standing. There's no country in the world that could, you know, take 300 or 400 rockets over the last few days and just turn a blind eye and say, everything will get better. And that's what some people don't understand when they're talking about Palestinian and the peace process. Since 1948, the Palestinians have been offered an independent state five times. Since 1948, and the most dramatic being under President Clinton in the year 2000, Yasser Arafat was offered almost 98% of his demands, including half of Jerusalem, and he still says no.
Right.
And even the Saudi prince at the time saying, you know, this is a crime against the Arab people. Like, there's no reason that you should be turning this down. So there's other, you know, underlying factors that are driving.
Well, their philosophy is it's all or nothing. I mean, and it's that clear. Yasser Arafat, the leadership afterwards, said, look, at any compromise other than 100% was the act of an infidel, and you were subject to death, you and your family. So who's going to make that deal?
Right. And you know, it's one of the stunning aspects going back to Israel Rising is that, you know, if we're talking about politics and we're talking about this Palestinian Hamas propaganda that there were thriving Arab communities and agricultural, you know, economies and things like that that were going on prior to Israel invading or taking over the land. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got 100 black and white photos in this in Israel Rising that show that nothing is there. So yeah. If there are, you know, if it is going on, show me. I've got the pictures.
That's right. Exactly. The pictures refute your claim, right?
Right. And I mean, Mark Twain talks about in 1867, he says, you know, we travel, you know, 10 miles in any direction. There's not even a sign of human habitation. I mean, a guy that was Walter Loudermilk, who was in the 1938-39, he was a U.S. senator and worked for the U.S. Agricultural Department. And he's in the land surveying and he's saying, you know, the land is rich. I mean, it could support a huge number of people, but it doesn't even look like that there's, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but these quotes are in the book.
Right.
He's saying there's absolutely no one here. And so when you hear these stories about there was a thriving Arab this and Arab that and the Jews came through and pushed everybody out and kicked every, again, show me. I've got black and white photos from, you know, going back to the 1890s, the cities, Jerusalem is a dump. There are empty swamp filled valleys. A little bit of farming here and there, but there's no thriving cities. There's no booming communities or economies. It's an empty, desolate wasteland until the Jewish people return. And again, going back to the Bible, that's exactly what God said would happen.
Exactly. And then look what's happening with the discovery of natural gas, what they're doing with minerals. It's incredible. Yeah. I mean, you have to. I think you have to really refuse the obvious that God's hand is upon the nation of Israel.
Exactly. And you know, even within the church world, there's something called replacement theology that has been taught in sort of mainstream church for the last 1900 years that basically is saying, well, now that the Jews killed Jesus, that God is upset with them and the Jews need to suffer forever. And, you know, if the last 70 years have shown us anything is that if God is not involved in the ongoing miraculous of the last 70 years from agriculture to technology to, I mean, pick a topic.
Yes.
If God isn't involved in a very hands-on, dramatic way in the last 70 years, then there are a ton of coincidences and human anomalies that we need to have explained because there's no other way for a land revive. I mean, there's too many ridiculous things. It's just so much easier to actually just believe the Bible and say, wow, God said it was going to happen and it's happening. So
exactly.
You know.
Well, we're back to the Bible says what it says and the Bible doesn't say what it doesn't say. And it really is that simple. And I guess that's the takeaway here, Doug, with Israel Rising, Ancient Prophecy, Modern Lens, that people can be blessed by in discovering your book.
Yeah, absolutely. And for those that are interested, I'm in May of 2019. I'm taking an Israel Rising book tour. I'll be leading the group. So if you enjoy the book and the photos, I'll take you personally to a lot of the locations, and you can see it for yourself.
I offered to carry your luggage for you. You know, I was telling somebody, a mutual friend, I said, let Doug know. I'll be there. I'll carry his luggage. You know, do whatever he needs. What a trip! That is just going to be awesome. I'm telling you.
Bill Martinez live from Israel.
Are you kidding me? I'd love to do that in a heartbeat. Doug Hershey, I'm Bill Martinez live. His book, get your hands on it. You will love it. It is awesome. Israel Rising, Ancient Prophecy, Modern Lens. Doug, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks again.
You take care. God bless.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond
Gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't. If you talk-